coming up on TMS, we actually get to that Netflix story today.
Are there any lawyers in the house?
Can't talk already. Aliens need their own embassy in Canada.
Flinging cat poop at a parade.
Tarantino and Thurman are foot buddies now.
Of course they are. Lupita joins Star Wars.
Fitness geek and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Here's Lakey with today's high fashion look.
I love you, Lakey.
Lakey Jill, Lakey Man.
Lakey.
Lakey Kate, Lakey Sue.
We love you too.
Lakey means high fashion with a kick.
Lakey.
Lakey means a dynamite look.
We love you, Lakey.
There's a kick in today's high fashion look with
Lakey Jill, Lakey Sue, Lakey Kate, and two we love.
Lakey, four different dolls, each with her own costume, each sold separately.
The morning stream.
Is the morning stream. You have the right to kill it, but you do not have the right to judge it. Boom!
Oh man, hello everybody. Welcome back to the morning stream, TMS. That's short for the morning stream.
We learned.
Yeah, it's not about pee, it's about waking up and just having a stream. It's not, you know, get your minds out of the gutter. What the hell, man? 4 years into this thing. What? No, not really. What are we?
About to... three.
Squeery.
Three and a half.
Three and a half. Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian, that's only a year and a half. That's a year and a half shy of the entire run of ELR.
No way. Really? Yeah. Oh my God.
Think about that for a second.
That's insane because it felt like that. Felt like that had long, long legs.
And we've more than doubled. We've more than doubled. Yeah, it's very leggy. It's more than doubled the that show's total run in terms of total episodes.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
This is all crazy, this talk we're having right now. I don't want to talk about this. It makes me feel old.
So, it should have been a sign when we got in the car and said, take us to the MGM Grand. He said, inconceivable.
Yeah, that should have been your giveaway. The guy needs work. What do you expect? There's no there's no Negus jobs. You don't even have the Star Trek experience anymore in the Hilton. So
no. Quark doesn't have a bar for you to appear in every fourth episode with Mookie.
The lady I thought was Carol Kane.
All right.
Yeah, I was
wrong. Andrew Martin.
I was wrong.
More or less.
Whatever. Yeah, a little from column A and column B. So here we are. Let's do this thing. Let's do a show and let's do the Tuesday thing. The jury is out today. Ha ha ha.
The beard finally became sentient and swallowed him whole.
Yes, that was it. Have you seen that thing lately? My gosh.
No,
last week on the show, we saw that and we went, oh, okay, well, that's getting out of hand. But then I saw a vine of him at some concert. He went and saw some ska band from the 90s.
And he's singing in the audience, yes.
Good Lord.
No kidding.
Beard is not... It is no longer a beard. It is a lifestyle. It is.
So if you want your Go Game hosted by Zach Galifianakis, be sure to call Go Games.
Totally. It was a total Galifianakis beard. So he's not here today, but we'll have Chin Beard later, and that'll be good. He's on a plane. He's on a flight somewhere and cannot have internet
We can't even call Bill Chinbeard anymore.
No, that. Right? No, no. Nobody. Yeah. Who can? You
Chin
can't even.
Fuzz.
What's Gandalf got? A little bit of peach fuzz there on the
right.
end?
Exactly.
Compared to this? Good Lord. All right. Netflix. I got to tell you this thing I totally forgot to tell you about yesterday.
Yeah.
So Netflix has some funny, you know, it's a service. We like it. It's a thing. Everyone uses
it all the time.
It's great.
We have a show that almost requires it. Not entirely,
but you're better off if you subscribe to it, if you listen to FilmSec. So the Netflix app, like the app in the iPhone, iPad, and Android devices, has been glitching.
Okay.
Now, normally when something glitches, you're like, oh, that's annoying. I hope they fix that soon. Mm-hmm. This is a glitch you hope they never fix.
Really? Okay.
Here's the headline. A Netflix app is glitching and creating weird new films we wish were real. A bug in one of Netflix apps is accidentally mashing up the plot summaries of different movies and TV shows. So there's some kind of weird grab going on with the database.
So this isn't even in the video. This is actually the descriptions that you see when you choose a film.
Yeah, the little summary piece of business there.
Right.
So here we go. At last, the Lifetime sci-fi crossover we've all been waiting for. Here's the description. Kate is crushed when her boyfriend inexplicably leaves her, and even more shocked when he sends her diary kept by his enormous freshwater creatures. That's pretty good.
All right,
good.
Hold on. So the movie is, let's see, is it Sweet Home a la Sharknado?
No, it is James Patterson's Suzanne's Diary for Nicholas, combined with River Monsters.
Oh, darn. Okay.
So let's try on this one.
All right.
I'll tell you, it's Disney related. All right.
Okay.
All Inspired right. by Victor Hugo's novel, this Disney film follows a gentle, crippled bell ringer as he faces prejudice and tries to save the eyes of individual dinosaurs.
All right. It's The Hunchback of Jurassic Park.
Close. It would be The Hunchback of Notre Dame mixed with Walking with Dinosaurs, which is some TV thing. All right. Here's one for Star Trek fans. All right.
And I'm not scrolling ahead, folks. I'm not seeing what
this
these
is more
are,
fun. So. Brian knows if I don't know anyone who appreciates a good contest more than you.
Yeah. This. If I didn't already have games set for Nerdtacular, this might be possible.
This would be pretty fun. So this is Star Trek related. Decades after the adventures of the Enterprise crew, Captain Jean-Luc Picard leads the new Enterprise on missions of trash talking and deceit. This is
Star
too hard.
Star Trek the Next Friday.
Damn! No, it's Next Generation and The League.
I don't know what the league is. It's a fantasy football thing with Schur. What's the guy's name? Tom Schur. It's a comedian that looks like David Cross if David Cross had been hit in the face a few times and had his front teeth spaced out.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah,
I know that guy. Oh my gosh! No offense to that guy. All right. Here's two shows you like a lot. One is from a long time ago, and one is current. Okay.
All right.
Hosted by creator Rod Serling, this groundbreaking anthology series presents tales of a supernatural that are often bogged down by bureaucracy.
All right. Well, The Twilight Files?
Close. Well, not really. It is The Twilight Zone mixed with Parks and Recreation.
Oh, Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
Twilight and Recreation.
Yeah. Now, here's my favorite, or the final one. It's not my favorite, but a final one.
Okay.
Director Sophie Fiennes and philosopher Flago Zivic something journey into the epicenter of ideology through their interpretations of a need to battle the Green Goblin. And these are real. These aren't just faked up. God. You can see, in fact, you can see in the text there where like the database farted. The underscores and the weird glitches.
Yeah.
Like that stuff under the E and the and interpretations, those little weird umlaut looking things. Those aren't supposed to be there. That is The Pervert's Guide to Cinema and Spider-Man. So fantastic. Anyway,
that's awesome. I meant to
do that yesterday and I totally forgot.
These are great. I'd love to see. I mean, yeah, this would be a great thing. Even if they fix it, it would be great to have somebody tap into the API of Netflix and just generate these randomly.
I agree. Imagine that. Can someone do that? I wonder if someone can. I think it's gone now. I haven't been able to reproduce these errors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they fixed it.
These are fantastic.
Probably just some weird server error.
Yeah,
but what a happy happenstance it was.
That's awesome.
This is how Robot the Machines become sentient. This stuff right here.
It'd be great if halfway through the movie it would actually switch to the other half of the movie, the back half of the other movie.
That's exactly right. So here's my. I'm gonna make a reference now.
All right.
And this is for this. I'm gonna experiment a little. Everyone who knows what I'm talking about will know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And everyone who doesn't want to be spoiled on a certain something will have no idea what I'm talking about.
Gotcha. Okay. I know what you're saying.
I like this because we're always back and forth. What constitutes a spoiler?
Yeah.
And you have Vince Gilligan's got that 2-week deal.
Just
and
2 weeks.
Yeah. Lemonade. So I'm going to do something now that will only be a spoiler if you know about it, and therefore it's not a spoiler because you know about it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Won't be a spoiler either way.
I saw the most amazing Mortal Kombat match yesterday. And in this match, two guys, very different, you know, like you do in Mortal Kombat. There's two very different combatants, you know,
yeah,
in size, technique, fighting style, very different, right? And when it began, round one, fight, you know.
Yeah.
They ran toward the center of the arena there in this Mortal Kombat game I watched.
is this Mortal Kombat X you're talking about? I can't.
No, not the new one. No, it's okay, just all right. Mortal Kombat game. It was, I'm speaking of a game, okay?
Sure.
So in the game, emphasis on game, they're fighting and there's some stuff going on there, some scrapping and some rolling around. And at some point, you know, like in a fighting game, you kind of think you know who's going to win.
Yeah.
You kind of have an idea that somebody's way ahead. They're two rounds ahead. The life bar on the other guy's way down and it's going to end. And then that player that the other guy selected who's winning got cocky and started doing bad moves and stupid stuff.
Some showboating, who knows?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, like some, yeah. Gave the other one a chance. And the other one,
maybe a little teabagging.
Yeah, a little bit of teabagging, sure. The other one got the best of him because of it, and not only ended up coming back from behind and winning, but pulled off perhaps the hardest fatality in the game. And if I want to make 2 points here. One, that was amazing.
Yeah.
That was incredible and heartbreaking and wrenching, right? Yeah, this game of Mortal Kombat I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was a heartbreaking game.
Right. But also, if that actual fatality doesn't show up in Mortal Kombat 10, I'm gonna be very disappointed.
Right.
Because it was the most Mortal Kombat-y ending of anything I've ever seen in my life. There, I haven't spoiled a thing. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows what's happening.
You could go to the highest mountain and still not see what I'm referring to. You could go find a snake. I don't know, like a viper. Drive a viper. Uh-huh. The Dodge Viper. You could drive a Dodge Viper and still not know what I'm referring to. Right? Your girlfriend could look vaguely like Sandra Bernhard and you still wouldn't know what I'm talking about. She kind of looks like Sandra Bernhard.
What?
Just a little bit. It's a little piece of her. Something about it. Can't quite put ye old finger.
I was thinking Valeria Galino.
Oh, maybe that too. She does have the big Italian nose. So anyway, there's that. I've spoil-freed that. That's not a spoiler to anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Nobody has absolutely any idea.
Yeah, yell it from the mountain. All right. Next up, real quick. Any lawyers in the house? I know we have fans who are lawyers, right? Somebody's a lawyer.
Yeah,
gotta be.
Somebody's a lawyer.
Get in contact with me. I have tiny question advice thing about verbal contracts.
Hmm.
So here's the short of it.
Look, I said I would do this show with you. I didn't sign anything.
You know, passive aggressive I am bringing it up here on the air.
We didn't really set an ending date on it. No, I know, okay. But...
but you agreed. We shook on it. No, it's a thing. My daughter has an old roommate who's bailing on a deal they made to make sure that the lease period got worked out.
Mm.
And they're just bailing for no reason other than they're just saying we don't want to do it. It's saddling her with $500. And the person who's in Europe, who's also part of the apartment, it will come back to an eviction because this other person won't do what they committed to do. Anyway, it's a long story and it's super lame. And I'm uber pissed for my daughter and I'm mad at these people. And I just, you know, there's people going, well, you should take them to small claims court. People do this all the time. But I don't understand how like verbal contracts work. Like it's all he said, she said, right? I mean, you can't really prove anything. Like, yeah, we agreed this. No, we didn't. All right. Well, we're at an impasse. Good night, everybody. Right? Like that's how it feels like this goes. Yeah, so I'm just curious. Any lawyers out there, little advice, email me. themorningstream@gmail.com. Okay? Okay. That's all there is I'm going to say about that. That bit of business. Should we call Daryl?
Yeah, hell yes.
The time? All right. A headache. I have a sinus headache that is totally based on the novel Push by Sapphire. No, it's based on, what's it based on? It's based on the allergies, man.
Yeah, they're high this time of year.
I hate them. What do you do for it?
I put up with it. I blow my nose 3 times an hour, and I just
deal.
My head down and muddle through.
You just deal. Okay,
it's all you can do. All you can do.
All right, you're a better man than me. The Ladies and gentlemen, it's Stump a Trek Nerd, and we don't have a sponsor, do we?
Oh, well, you can always throw it to me. I'll come up with something.
Come with something. Go. Give me.
It's brought to you by Patreon. Make sure you visit Patreon and support your favorite shows like TMS. That's patreon.com/TMS.
Oh, that's very nice. Please do. Yeah. That's how the show gets made. Why is that still playing? There we go. Daryl, are you there?
Yes,
oh,
I am.
Oh, great. Hey, I got to tell you something. You have been chipper the last 2 days we've called you. That means you've been sleeping, right?
Trying to. I'm good at faking it.
They changed the coffee at the secret government installation under which Daryl works.
Yep. Which we cannot mention the name of here, lest we be killed.
Right.
I was going to tell you.
Yet if you drive a Dodge Viper to work.
Yeah, a Viper. Daryl, do you know what we were trying to spoil earlier? Do you have any idea? Or not spoil?
I don't know anything.
See? Told you. So, here's the other thing I was going to say about Daryl. No, not about Daryl. About secret government things and military and stuff like that. You know the Habbo, HBO, Habbo? They're in the, they got the deal with the Amazon Prime there. And they've got all that stuff on there, right? And I told you about how I watched the entirety of the Pacific, right? The World War II business there. That was good. Really enjoyed it. Had that Stifler lookalike guy in it that was an X-Men. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is they have another show on there I'd never seen. I'd heard about it when it came out in like 08, 09, something like that. It was a 10-part miniseries called Generation Kill. Are you familiar with this, Brian?
No. Generation Kill.
Generation Kill, HBO show.
Okay, no, I haven't heard of it.
It is.
And I thought I watched everything on HBO.
Well, that's what I love about this deal with Netflix. There's all these little things, right? Now, I am not recommending anybody with a sensitivity toward profanity or generalized, what's the word?
Tomfoolery?
Marine debauchery. Warfare. Yeah, I mean, it's just all language in that movie. Language and violence, right? But it is really, really, really compelling and interesting. Mm. And apparently all my military friends are like, oh, that's the only thing, by the way, that anyone's ever done with the military that's actually accurate.
Like, really? Generation Kill. So it's a, it is not dramatized or anything like that.
It is a drama. It's totally a drama. But they say it is just dead to nuts exactly what they go through. And and not only that, the story's got that Alexander Sarsgaard dude in it from your True Blood.
Oh, yeah.
He's in it. He's great in it. Anyway, it follows these guys through the initial invasion of Iraq and all the stuff they had to deal with and whatever. And it's based on some book apparently that an embedded reporter wrote after riding around with these guys for the first couple of months of the war. Anyway, wow. Really, 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 really interesting and good. However, again, if you don't like them profanities, don't go near this one with a 10-foot pole, man. The Marines know how to swear it up. That's all I'm saying. All right? Not for the kids.
Right.
Daryl, don't bring the kids.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to your damn question here. Let's Star Trek question. Daryl's the Trek nerd, blah, blah, blah. Here's the question. In the original series episode Charlie X, Charlie Evans comes aboard the Enterprise. He has various powers he uses throughout the episode. What Earth holiday does Kirk mention in this episode? Specifically mentions an Earth holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Was it
Gene Roddenberry shows up and
he does. He did for real.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Well, as a voice over the intercom talking about a certain holiday food, which I won't mention because I don't have the choices yet.
Yeah, you don't. But it sounds like, I don't know, you said food, so we may be screwed already. So here it is.
Arbor Day.
Arbor Day. Yeah, exactly. Is Christmas really an Earth holiday? That's more of a sub.
What other planet would it be?
It's a Christian holiday. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like the whole Earth goes for it, right?
Celebrating space.
I don't know. It went to the moon, probably. Who knows?
Well, probably did, but I mean, you know, it's of course it's an Earth holiday.
All right. Christmas. All right, let me ask you this. When we expand out into the stars, more proper, like, what holiday makes it through? What one transfers out and ends up taking hold?
Halloween.
Think Halloween does? I like that idea.
We expand into the Federation of Planets and all that stuff?
Yeah.
New Year's Day.
Okay. That seems easy. That's an easy one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, except for the actually, star dates.
It isn't, yeah, especially because a lot of those planets won't be going around the same sun, and they'll have different year lengths.
Right, plus star date. Daryl's right. Star dates would jack it up.
Oh, well, they still have to roll over that number.
I mean, what's New Year's Day on Jupiter every 5 years or something. They have a New Year's Day because that thing's so freaking big. Mm-hmm. Hi, honey. What's up? Yeah. What are you looking for? Go ahead. What? An apple. Oh, an apple cord. Oh, you need a... Here. I have an extra one. Sorry. A little bit of business here at the house.
apparently Scott's calling from a Best Buy. He's now working for the Geek Squad.
Oh, that's not his. Oh, don't give him
that.
I
could blow my nose right now if I wanted.
You could. You'd have time.
Sorry.
I need to bean you.
Jeez.
That was enough. Was that your nose, Daryl?
Yeah.
All right. Whew. That was something else, man.
So how's working at the Geek Squad treating you? You like them little black and white Volkswagens? Is that fun?
Yeah, it is. Like little teeny ones? They're great. Do you think they updated those for the new bug? Probably not. Probably still
no,
stupid.
No, probably not. Yeah. I think they're probably still the old Beatles.
Yeah, that's right.
The old new Beatles.
Yeah, the ones before Sgt. Pepper's, the old Beatles. All right, here you go.
Is that Coverville vehicle still around?
It is the Covermobile. It is at least until July or maybe even this month. I'm considering it or considering having the cover vehicle, the Covermobile version 2.0, which I think I'm still leaning towards a Kia Soul.
Yeah, the Souls are cool,
a lot of
man.
People. A lot of people when I was talking about Kia Souls have stepped forward and say, I love my Kia Soul. I haven't had any maintenance issues. Mm-hmm. Shoujo drives a Kia Soul.
The Koreans
hamsters love them too.
The Korean, yeah, they do. The Koreans, they got that going on now. They're good. They're the Japan of now. I mean, let me put it this way. back in the day, in the 80s, they were crap, right? Japanese cars were amazing in the 80s. In the 70s, Japanese cars were terrible. Mm. But this is the pattern. Terrible decade, awesome then from then on. It took them another decade and a half or something, but the Korean cars are pretty sweet. They're good.
Cool.
Good job, Koreans, or as my family would say, Koreans when they say it short.
Consumer Reports has been raving about it, and I think it's the right thing for me. It's the right
and
thing for me.
It rhymes with Keys with Soul.
Ah, see?
Oh, my gosh. No kidding.
Oh, who would have thought? Wow. Who would have thunk it? Happy birthday. Okay. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, or New Year's? Which one of those do you think it is? And while you consider it, I guess we'll do another one of these here today. Although it sounds terrible to me today for some reason. But anyway, here you go.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
All right, we're going to have a... I probably because I ate too many yesterday. They're tempting.
Oh, no.
They're tempting, dude. Can't help it. I want one, and I take one. I'm going to do this pure green one. It is straight up green, maybe a little white in there. It's a saltwater taffy.
Yep.
If I refer to our pink sheet of knowledge.
I have half pink, half red, right down the middle. Looks like yin yang, but the pink version.
Isn't that the old joke? What's pink and red and moves really fast and a frog in a blender or something like that? Remember those dumb jokes when you're growing up? So dumb. Okay, here we go. I'm going to eat this half. Daryl, what are you doing there?
I'm undecided. I'll just take this one. It looks like it's made of Klingon blood.
Oh.
Ooh, jeez.
From the House of Mode.
It tastes like Doc.
From the, what was that movie? The second one?
That was from Undiscovered Country.
Oh, no. What? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And that was the guy, the actor who played the ambassador who died was also the Four Lights Cardassian guy, who was also, dude, what died in the right in the middle where the Titanic cracked in half in Titanic. He was also the Devil Man in the Little People movie, the Time Bandits movie. He's awesome. He's one of my favorite actors ever of all time, that guy.
Yeah. Does he have a name?
He's also in the Full Monty. No. That's somebody else. Yeah, he does have a name, but I don't know it.
Okay.
Let's see. Hold on. I got a text and I don't know why. That's good. That green one, whatever that is. I don't know what it is.
This one really just had a pretty straightforward taffy flavor.
Yeah, there is that. There's such a thing, isn't there?
Half red, yeah.
There's a thing where taffy just tastes like taffy. And there are a few like that in here.
Do you have your red sheet in front of you, by the way?
I do. Pink is my color.
Yeah. Your pink color, yeah. Go down to Caramel Apple and tell me if this is the new cake song.
White, red, center, brown jacket. Is that the one?
I'm looking for a girl with a white red center and a brown jacket.
Yep, that sounds right. Nicely seen there. I wouldn't have noticed that.
And Hazelnut is the crying game.
Yeah.
Well, no, I guess not, actually.
Okay.
It's alphabetical. It's on the second page.
Which one?
Hazelnut.
Hazelnut. White with nuts. That's me. That's totally me.
I think that's all of us.
I think that's all three of us.
All three of us, yeah. Yep,
all six of them. All right. Hey, look at us. What are we doing here? Birthdays. You got any? Let's celebrate.
Oh, this is gooey. Wow. Okay.
Right. They're all gooey. I don't know if you knew that.
I thought this was going to taste like bubble gum, but it was watermelon.
Oh.
Oh, a birthday?
Yeah, birthday. You got one?
Yeah.
You can't. That wasn't me live. That was a recording.
Oh, was it? Okay. We'll go with that story.
Susie Plaxen, what's really hard to say with this gooey stuff in your mouth, is 56 today.
Mm.
She played the Vulcan Dr. Selar on TNG and the Klingon Kalar.
Oh, yeah.
She one of the sisters?
And more.
Kalar and Bator or something or whatever?
Yeah,
She was Worf's girlfriend, wasn't she?
Oh, the one where they put their hands together and had the hand sex. Remember that?
No, that's not her.
Oh.
Isn't that how they do that, though?
I'm looking at her picture in here. She looks... Oh, no, never mind. Yeah.
Isn't that what the Klingons do, though? They grasp hands and squeeze real hard till they bleed or something?
Are you sure? Because there's a picture of her with Worf and they're grasping hands.
I'm sure that's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay, that must be the one, then.
Yeah. I think that's her. But that's a weird kind of sex right there.
Yeah. That doesn't seem like it's fun for anyone.
No, it doesn't. It seems... I mean, I don't want to judge. It's just foreign to me, right? But squeeze your hand
and really,
until it bleeds.
And aren't you, shaking hands with the last 10 people?
Yes. Sloppy seconds on the hand.
Right. How about a handshake, Captain Picard?
Worf, don't shake my hand again. I don't know where it's been.
But, there's a picture of her as a Klingon. She looks like, has she done a bunch of different roles on Star Trek? Or just the two? Okay.
She was a Q female on Voyager and on Enterprise. She was an Andorian.
What's her name again? What's her name?
Susie Plaxen.
Susie.
Plaxson.
I want to take a look. Oh, I know her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seen her in lots of Trek stuff. She do other things? Is that about it for her?
Oh, I'm sure she has.
Let's take a look.
She looks a little bit like Rita Wilson.
Oh, she was in Red Eye. I liked Red Eye.
Oh.
I liked Red Eye a lot. That's got the Killian Murphy in it. I also like Wag the Dog and Disclosure. Well, I didn't really like Disclosure, but whatever. She was on How I Met Your Mother. Didn't like
that
show.
Yes, that's right.
Futurama. She played one of the Amazonian women. Oh, that's great. Yeah, she now has my respect.
What's his face's mom? Yes.
Femputer does not compute. Femputer. Do you guys remember who played Femputer in Futurama? Do you remember? It was on
Femputer,
the
no,
it
I
was
don't.
On the Amazon planet, right? Where they're all snoo snoo. We need snoo snoo, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. The Femputer, which is the big giant computer that they all worshipped that they found. It's such a Star Trek like episode. It's fantastic. Because that's that whole like, oh, behind this wall is a big computer controlling the natives or whatever. Crap. The Golden Girl, the old one. What's her name? Not the old one. The tall one. The deep-voiced one.
Bea Arthur?
Bea Arthur is the voice of Femputer. Femputer! It's one of the best episodes of that show. Anyway. Huh. Daryl, good job on the birthdays. Let's get back to your question, which I think you already know. Man, I feel like he's lobbing softballs at you lately. I don't know why. They're all too easy. Maybe he's biased because he wants this charity to keep getting money that we think is getting money. I don't know. Anyway, it's Christmas, it's Thanksgiving, it's Easter, or it's New Year's that Kirk mentions in the episode to this Charlie X guy, Charlie Evans.
Okay. Well, Gene Roddenberry shows up as a voice on the intercom as the chef because he is surprised that the turkey that was supposed to be made of meatloaf has turned into real turkeys. So that would be Thanksgiving.
It's not much of an Easter holiday reference, is it?
No.
When they talk about turkeys. Well, let's find out if that's the correct answer. I think it might be, but let's see. Oh.
Congratulations! Yeah. You're a winner!
Creating tension where there was none. That is the answer. He mentions it being Thanksgiving and wants the synthetic meatloaf to look like a turkey. Right after this, Charlie asks Kirk why Yeoman Rand didn't like when Charlie slapped her butt. Here's a clip of that going on. Goodness gracious. Sexism in the workplace.
When Yeoman Rand was... Well, I did that to her. She didn't like it. She said you'd explain it.
Me? I see. Well, there are things you can do with a lady, Charlie, that you... Well, there's no right way to hit a woman. I mean, man to man is one thing. But man and woman, it's another thing.
What are we doing, Shatner?
That was the most painful thing ever.
What was he doing? That was awful. That was the worst sexual harassment seminar I've ever heard in my life. That was totally hideous. There you go. That's Charlie X. That's the episode. And Daryl got it right. He's a perfect week so far. It's only Tuesday, so we got a lot of week left. Daryl, good job. Let's send you on your way. But before we do, he is the Trek Nerd on Twitter. He is on This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. And he's going to ask us a question probably about particles or some shit.
Is this... No, it's not. Not this time. No. Is this a Star Trek plant or an actual plant?
All right. Here's your theme.
It's all mushy and wet.
All right. Star Trek plant or actual plant?
Obedient plant.
Obedient plant.
Obedient plant.
Well, that sounds like a plant. Well, I guess it's a plant either way.
Yeah, but either way, it's a plant.
That can't be.
I think it's too obvious to be a Star Trek thing, right? I mean, they would never say, yes, he's in a field of obedient plants.
Right, right. Or what's happened? We think these obedient plants have infected Spock with a spore or something. It's right. Not.
I think because of that, I say it's real.
I agree. Real.
It is real.
Yeah. Look at we got your number, buddy. You can't win. You can't fake us. You can't freaking pull a rag over our teats. All right. What?
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news. Oh, we don't have
and
a sponsor.
It's brought
here
to you by Nerdtacular. 14 tickets left. Get one of those today.
He's down to less.
Probably less than 14. Yeah,
people jumped on him yesterday. Sure. Yeah. I think there's still a couple, though. Go give it a shot.
And if you throw it to me. If you don't have a sponsor, you just throw it to me, Scott.
Okay. I got it. Yeah. I'm going to quit worrying about it.
Yeah, just don't worry about it.
I'll let you wing it.
Quit your worrying.
We have a wings place called Wingers. Do you guys have that?
No, we don't have Wingers. Didn't you take me to Wingers?
I did, I think. Didn't we go to Wingers once?
We went to some place.
Oh, no, that's called, that was Wing Nuts.
No, it definitely wasn't Wing Nuts.
Oh.
Was it?
I think it was Wing...
It was another, like, you know... Some little trendy 80s choppers or
that was Wing Nuts, wasn't it?
Was it? Maybe it was Wing Nuts.
I didn't think they changed their name to Locals.
We have Wing Nuts here.
Oh, they do? Oh, yeah. It wasn't a Wing Nuts? It may have been after they changed the name to Locals with a K.
That's what I think. That's what I was thinking.
I think that's what it was. I hate that they did that. Super annoying.
Locals.
In the let's see here. In the news, the Raelians. This is a religious group.
Okay. It's not short for Israelians. It's like...
No, it's like... Raelians. Like Raelians or Raelians. It's got to do with aliens.
Religion formed by Radon Chong.
Right. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally. Man, I'm glad we live in a free country where that can happen. they want an embassy for aliens in Canada. And I don't mean like illegal aliens or, you know...
Right.
I've come over the border. I need asylum and not like that. We're talking about like space aliens here. That's according to the International Raelian Movement, a religious group that plans to formally petition the Canadian government on Wednesday for permission, this is tomorrow, to build an embassy for aliens. The Raelism was formed by former French auto racer and journalist Claude Verhoeven in the early 70s. He goes by Rail these days.
Sure. There you go. He's the founder.
Yeah, interesting guy there. The religion's central tenet is that all life on Earth was created by an extraterrestrial species called the Elohim, which is another... Isn't that just... That's like an old Jewish name for God anyway, I think.
Is it?
Elohim, right? Mm. I think so.
Okay.
As part of the giant space experiment, science experiment, the group believes that Elohim will return to Earth when the suitable embassy is built for them. The embassy would naturally be equipped with a landing pad for Elohim's spaceships.
Well, naturally. Sure.
Naturally, yeah. Duh. I mean, come on. I didn't even have to tell me this in this article, Huffington Post. You could have just let that be. I would have figured it out. The Raelian movement has long lobbied for permission to build a structure in Israel, but has been met with refusal. No, they said. They probably had
two
totally hot female guards with guns come and stop them. Because that's all I think about when I think about the military over there, is they're all beautiful female officers. Lovely women. And in Why the Last Man, they're rough and tumble, man.
Whew. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
It probably didn't help that the original logo for the religion includes a swastika. The group said, it says it has begun using...
That's some bad marketing right there.
Yeah, the group says it has since been using an altered logo on orders from Elohim. He's told them to change that.
Oh.
I think it's E-L-O-H-I-M. Elohim. Sure. Elohim. Elohim. Something.
Elohim.
That's weird because that's also, I mean, that's straight up out of Old Testament, that name. So I don't know why they're using that. Why isn't it Zontar?
Well, that's probably what their defense is the translations have changed over the years. A lot of people got confused and the Elohim that they talk about in the Bible is actually this giant alien with his science fair project that apparently we are.
Jay Davidson came down in a giant pyramid and said, I look like a lady. Let's see. Moving on here. Here's our second article here in the news. Woman woman flings cat poop at Susan G. Komen breast cancer walk.
Oh, jeez.
Because that's a terrible thing. A horrible thing to be parading around talking about breast cancer awareness. What an awful thing.
Promoting breast cancer. People don't want it.
They don't want that. My boobs are perfectly fine.
People don't want your breast cancer.
A Seattle woman. What's her power?
Seattle woman. Well, probably gloating because she beat us in the Super Bowl pretty handily. Excelsior.
She gloats and has lots of coffee snobbery. The Seattle woman.
Immune to rain.
I have my stereotype is that everybody in Seattle thinks they know everything there is to know about coffee. That's my stereotype.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Seattle woman apparently wasn't in a charitable mood when participants at the Susan G. Komen race for the cure breast cancer walk.
Get ready for a tweet, by the way. Get ready for a tweet from Daryl or a text message or something.
Oh, after that comment. Totally. No, he already knows. I think he's a coffee snob. He's aware. let's see. No, you're fine. They passed her apartment and she flung, here's the deal. The unidentified woman was so angry about the noise. It was all about the noise.
Oh, okay.
Those noisy cancer people.
I'm trying to sleep and you're walking.
What's going on? She flung cat poop and frozen chicken parts. That should have been in the headline. Frozen chicken parts. Officers reported seeing. I mean, Brian, you just go for what you have around you, right?
Right, right.
Your average life, you got a bunch of chicken parts and they're frozen and some cat poo.
I imagine, I'm trying to imagine what this lady's apartment must look like.
And smell.
They got a whole lot cleaner, though. Probably something that based on this description, probably something that hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah, it's just the beginning of her de-hoarding. Officers reporting seeing a hail of garbage fall from a fifth-story apartment in downtown Seattle. A 60-something man. 60-something man! What does he do? What's his power?
Oh, man, two of these in one. A 60-something man still driving that bright red car because he thinks it makes him look young. Yeah. Excelsior.
Nice. Alternate power is wondering if you'll still love him when he's 64. using a walker. He was using a walker. Uh-huh. We used to have a guy in our neighborhood who used a walker for no reason, and we called him Mr. Walker. and I mean it about the no reason. Like he would – maybe it was a lady. It was a lady or a dude. May have been a lady. I have to ask my buddy Drew. But anyway, I think it was a she now that I think about it. But anyway, she would walk around in kind of a big moo-moo thing and push push this thing around, but mostly carried it. Like it wasn't, it didn't do anything for her.
She was less a walker and more a carrier.
Yeah, but it didn't even, like she wasn't putting any weight on it. She would like leave it for long periods of time and just kind of walk around like normal, bending over, grabbing stuff, doing things. And she didn't look like she needed it. I think it was bull crap. I think it was the government needs to keep sending me a check, and so I need to look confirmed. That's how I felt when I looked at her. I
don't know. All right.
And that muumuu she wore was like a sheet with a hole in it, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right. Let's see. Where the hell was I? Oh, this 60-year-old man with a walker was hit with some green liquid It's like a superhero origin story here.
Right. Yes. And then developed powers.
Yeah.
Where he could walk.
Walker, man. The Walker, they called him.
Wonder what the green, what green liquid she had in her house. Like some sort of cleanser, probably, right?
Yeah. Oh, about something. A 13-year-old girl was hit with a frozen chicken breast so hard it left her with a welt.
Oh, jeez.
Fox 13 supports. Officer also says a trash bag filled with 5 to 10 pounds of cat litter and feces was tossed from the window. Good Lord. A firefighter working the event helped police find the alleged cat crap tosser.
I can't imagine it was tough.
No, no, probably easy. Probably yeah. easy.
That window, right? The open window with all the crap on the ground underneath it? That's probably the one.
She was mad because she got woken up. A woman told authorities the green liquid she tossed from her apartment was superfood drink. Superfood.
Oh. So like a green machine that
the naked right. whatever that chin beard's all into. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That's some good stuff going on there. Once again, I go from cat poo and chicken parts.
Frozen talking about chicken parts.
Hello Fresh.
If you need something to throw at the loud...
Throw something more healthy and fresher and yummier.
Fresh.
HelloFresh.com. Go there. Check them out. Make cooking fun again. If it's not fun now, because you're like, oh, man, how much grilled cheese can I do? I'm bored of cooking. I don't want to do it anymore. Go find one of their great chef's recipes, all created just for you. Pick what you like. They send the exact farm-fresh ingredients straight to your door. And when you get everything you got, it takes you like 30 minutes. Boom, bang, bomb. There's your food. It's amazing. It's great. Everyone loves it. Morning Stream at checkout for 50% off for first-time customers at HelloFresh.com. Yes.
And those recipes, like reusable. So you get your box with your stuff in it, yeah. but you get these nice full-color cardstock recipes. Tina's actually going to use that tonight and make one of our HelloFresh meals again.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was the gift that kept on giving.
It is the gift that keeps on giving.
All righty then. So go check them out. That's HelloFresh.com and the code MorningStream. Bye now.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
Don't know why I said bye now. Hey, it's the celebrity poop, and it's brought to you by something Brian's going to make
by right now. Film Sack. Yes, listen to the most recent episode where we talk about Evil Dead 2. It's groovy.
Yeah, it was. FilmSack.com. I had a good time with that episode. It was good.
Yeah, I did too. I was tired. Yeah. I finished that episode. I sat down on the couch, and the next thing I knew, it was
late.
Wednesday.
Then you played Mortal Kombat.
Then I played Mortal Kombat.
That's right.
Finish him!
Finish him. Oh, my gosh. That was something, man. And I even knew it was coming.
I had no idea.
That's what's so great about that game is that you have played it before in its other form. But you still don't know, and you know what to expect when it comes, but you still are not prepared for how well they're pulling that off. That show is just firing on all. Whoops. That game is firing on all cylinders.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah, look at that. I just social faux pas the word. I meant that game. in the celebrity poop today, Quentin Tarantino and Uma Thurman are a thing. Finally, his muse. Mm. His muse is his at last, this article says.
Oh, finally.
In U.S. Magazine. 20 years after Quentin Tarantino directed Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction, U.S. Weekly can confirm that the two have taken their relationship to the next level. That just means she takes her shoes off a lot. You know
what I'm saying? Hey, want a foot massage?
Hey,
again?
Hey, want another one? How about now?
Are you too tired for sex? How about a foot massage?
It's kind of the same thing to me, so it's fine. Sources tell us that the pair recently spent time together at the 2014 Cannes Film Festival in the south of France, where they even shared a villa. Ooh.
Oh, they even shared a villa.
Whoa. Let's see. They had a thing. They got together recently. He loved her for years. Both Thurman and Tarantino were presenters at the closing ceremony of the Star-Studded Film Fest on Saturday, May 24th. The willowy blonde star, age 44. She looks great for being our age.
Yeah.
Wearing a floor-length canary costume, custom Altier Versace. couture gown, walked arm-in-arm on the red carpet with the Oscar-winning director, age 51.
I would say that Uma Thurman actually has gotten better looking.
I agree. I didn't like her as much as she was younger. Kind of gangly, but she's got something about her now. It's hard to explain, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Finally grown into those thumbs.
When did that Kill Bill business come out? What year was that? Like 03, 04?
No, I want to say like 08, 09. Like,
oh, really?
Like,
more recent.
I would say more recent, yeah, Kill but Bill. Maybe not.
2003. Maybe.
Oh, really?
2003, okay, and then Volume 2 was the next year, 2004. Who knows?
What do I know?
Oh, they got a Kill Bill Volume 3 coming, do they?
No, they do not. Do they really?
It says right here in development.
Huh.
Rumored, all rumored. But they've got a listing on IMDb. That's crazy. She could still do it. She looks great.
Do you see the pictures of them drinking out of shoes?
I did. Yeah, they drink out of shoes. They rub feet. They don't wear shoes. And... she's keeping her eye out for Selma Hayek all the time. She's real paranoid about her coming around and having given Tarantino a drink off her foot. Lupita Nyong, you know her from the 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, Nyong'o.
I thought it was. Oh, was it Nyong'o?
Yeah, Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, I missed the O at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
The apostrophe O. All right.
She was in that. Who's the slave now?
Yeah.
Captain,
how many years?
Something like that. I can't remember. Something about a gravity.
Yeah. Gravity she's cool. I like her. She's stunning woman. 3 months after winning the, and she also won Best Actress, by the way. 3 months after winning an Oscar, Lupita Nyong'o is going to a galaxy far, far away. The Walt Disney Company announced Monday that she is joining the cast of Star Wars Episode 7. The 31-year-old actress became a breakthrough star with her award-winning performance in 12 Years a Slave. Also added to the cast were Gwendolyn Christie, best known for playing the hulking Brienne of Tarth on HBO's Game of Thrones.
Mm.
You know the one that's
it's good to get a chance to talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, a little bit. We haven't talked about it at all today.
No.
Not a word about it.
I would not want to be known as the hulking Brienne of Tarth. I mean, yeah, she's a very tall, statuesque woman.
6'8" or something. She's super tall.
Yeah. Can we please, Disney, can we not have Lupita Nyong'o's character in any way related? You know, it's not Lando Calrissian's daughter.
Oh, no.
Or Mace Windu's daughter. Or, you know, like
stay
any.
Stay classy.
Yeah. There have to be more black families in the Star Wars universe.
I hope so. I mean, they've got that other couple other African American actors playing other roles already. I mean, feel like this is going to be the most racially diverse.
Well, it should be. Yeah.
And by that,
we don't have to add
right.
Goofy Gungan characters with Jamaican accents. We can actually get actual Jamaicans.
Jamaicans, yeah, with some actual culture and stuff. Or right. We don't have to have those weirdly racist Japanese cartel guys.
Right.
This time around,
Italian mob boss. Pod race owners.
You know, I think it'd be good to be as offensive as possible in my next movie.
Oh, you get the pod race, huh?
That sucks. That movie sucks. Speaking of race,
very bad pod race.
Very bad. Very bad.
You'll crash into a wall.
We have with us, speaking of race in America, TMS's official black fan, JJ, on the line. JJ, what's going on?
Excellent. What is going on? It has been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, dude. How do you feel about all these, all the black folk joining the cast of Star Trek,
man,
or Star Wars?
I'm like, finally, I realized that my kids are going to be living in that time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're going to be looking back on this thing and watching it on the hollow cubes or however we're going to watch things in the future. And they're going to be going, geez, Dad, isn't this great? The diversity in our life, it was nothing like when you grew up. It'll be great.
I know, man. It's kind of like, I mean, like when I was a kid, I was like, man, it's just one black guy living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is he like the final one?
Yeah, he's the only guy. But he was smooth. I mean, you got to admit, even though Star Wars only was willing to put in one black dude.
He was an administrator of a mining facility.
Yeah, gas freaking mine. And the guy struts around in his cape. And and then he's in the Millennium Falcon in the end with his little weird buddy that slobbers all over himself the whole time going.
Right.
He's the best.
What have we here?
What have we here? We got to get to that Death Star. We got to get that Death Star. So but it's exciting news, man. It's exciting
news. It is.
Yeah.
I know that I remember when Star Wars The Old Republic came out, and that was one of the things that we saw a lot of in that, you know, and I was shocked with that, you know. It was like, wow.
Remember the big, like, you remember the big Tyrael reveal? I remember that was a big whoop.
Oh, dude, I lost my shite, man. Yeah. You can ask Randy. Randy said he was waiting for me to get to that part, because I texted him right away and was like, oh my God, dude, what in the world?
That's because Randy's a racist. He likes to just get reactions of people around him. No, that was a big deal, and I remember being a I remember going, oh, this is perfect. This is great. Seems like an awesome character. Love it. Love where they've gone with this. And then the internet said dumb things about it. Do you remember that? Like, there's always somebody to go, Tyrael's black. Way to ruin my game, Blizzard.
Yeah, I do remember that. But then they, you know, they bring out, you know, Reapers of Soul, and he walks around talking about, boy, I sure am hungry.
Yeah, he does, you know? Dude. He totally does. He is the hungriest black fallen angel that game has ever seen.
Man, I sure want something to eat right now.
My stomach feels funny.
Can you give me one rib? Yeah. Can you just put a little Coke in my hand?
We got to get to that Death Star, he said at the end. JJ, it's always good to hear from you. You got anything else you wanted to mention? I just pulled
you. Everything's going well with Renee and I. I mean, she's 30 weeks now.
Oh, yeah.
did you guys already find out the gender?
They're two girls.
Okay. That's awesome.
So the hot dog guy said two boys, though, right?
Yep, he said two boys.
What does he know?
What if they pop out and he was wrong and they just got tiny little wieners? What about that?
I hope not, man.
Yeah, no.
Because we have to go back and discuss some things about
what a shame it'll be.
They've got names.
It's not the size, it's the way you use it, you'll have to tell them.
they're going to be named Scatina and Brianna, right? Is that the...
Right.
No, it's going to be Zoe Lane and Maya Jade.
Oh, that's adorable. Those are way better girl names than what Brian was suggesting.
Then also, next week on the Valentine cast, Kim Price is going to be on with a special announcement that I have no idea.
Weird. I wonder what that is. What do you think that is?
I don't know.
I'm kind of confused. I'm scared.
I am too, man.
She's going to announce that she's even more elite.
I figured that we'll probably get some announcement that she's going to have her wedding on our show.
Is she seeing somebody seriously right now? You know?
Ooh,
okay.
She's going to kick my ass for doing that.
Yeah, she is. We love Kim Price. She's she's one of my favorite Prices. Just behind the Price is Right. Okay. So check that out. That's the Valentine cast, everybody. He's on iTunes there. Go get it and listen to JJ and Valentine wax on and wax off about their life.
Did you say JJ and Valentine?
Yeah, JJ and what did I say? I meant Renee. Did I not say Renee? I don't know what I said.
She's my Valentine always.
Oh, yes. that's so adorable.
365 days a year. It's always Valentine's Day.
Go give her a foot. Go give her a Tarantino, will you? Because they hurt and they get puffy.
Actually, yeah.
I understand how it is.
She hasn't puffed up. You know, she's doing great gestating.
Oh.
You know, she hasn't had any bad issues. She's just working.
That's good when you got twins, man.
Yeah, she's doing great. So they say she's about the size. She's at 35 weeks of a singleton. So she's like, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot of baby. I mean, that's like putting two turkeys in one oven. Think about it.
It is, man.
Yeah. Well, tell her, give her our best, and may Star Wars have all the black people at once. Bye now. Yeah. All right. Good times with JJ there.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. What else? That's it for that. I think we're done with that.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I know. I didn't mention, let's see. They're joining. Oh, John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, Adam Driver, Oscar Isaac.
From the girls.
Yeah.
From the girls.
That show I can't stand. It's the one piece of HBO I don't care about.
Yeah.
And Andy Serkis, who will either be an ape or a... something else.
Precious.
I want to see that new Planet of the Apes pretty bad. I'm excited. Yeah, I like the first one a lot. So I'm in. All right. So that's it. Let's take a break. Before we do, tweakedaudio.com. Tweakedaudio.com sponsoring the show. They have been for a long time now, years in the making. They've been taking good care of you guys for a long time, and they will continue to do so. I want you to save some money when you buy their earbuds. Screw this whole Beats Apple thing. Who cares about Beats? You don't want to spend $300 on a Beats set of headphones. Go buy a nice, less expensive set of earbuds with the same kind of quality you'd expect from a good company like Tweaked Audio. Lifetime warranty on everything. Get it at tweakedaudio.com with the code STREAM for 33% off. All right, Brian, let's play a game called Let's Take a Break.
Okay, let's take a break with this. Dear Stripper and Pole, I'd like to actually Stripper and Booth, because he changed it because it was an S&B. I'd like to request a cover for my A, belated level 30 ding on May 19th, and for B, my 3-year anniversary with my beautiful wife Amy on June 10th. She has changed my life and made me into the man I am today. Short and sweet, she is amazing and helps to make each day wonderful and happy. Therefore, I'd like to request a cover of Pharrell Williams' song Happy, performed by the Death Blossoms. The only way I know to listen to the Death Blossoms is via their YouTube channel. Thanks to TMS, I've discovered a new passion for covers and ultimately stumbled onto these guys who specialize in covers of current pop songs. Thanks for all you guys and gals do on TMS. Shovel the Snow Joe, that guy who's still playing catch up on episodes for March, a.k.a. Tone Loke 56.
Nice.
Well, Tone Loke, some good news. You sent me the link to the YouTube video, but I also found it on iTunes. So maybe it's just become available recently on iTunes, but in any case, you can actually pick this up for 99 cents, get it legally. And I think a lot of people after hearing this will do the same thing. This is the Death Blossoms, their cover of Pharrell Williams' Happy, and takes it in a very different direction.
I would think so, with the Death Blossoms at the helm.
Yes.
We'll play it. We'll be back in a minute, and Chin Beard will join us. We'll talk fitness and more. Stay tuned.
The marvelous milking cow.
Hey!
The Morning Stream. Am I still here? Hello? It's like time travel. I say it here, and I hear it in the stream 5 seconds later.
That was a rad cover.
Yeah.
Real good. I like
not the usual stuff you hear on this show. Like, you know, you throw in the heavy stuff every once in a while. For every Air Supply cover we play, we have to play something heavy like that.
We're required by law, right? It's part of your contract.
That's right, exactly.
Well, here we are. We're back. It's me. It's Brian.
And a caveman.
Yeah. We're ready to do the rest of the show here. Let's call good buddy Chinbeard.
Yes.
I don't see any reason why that can't happen.
No. Contractually obligated for that too.
I know. I feel like we owe it to him.
Well, it is the nice thing, right?
Right. If we weren't to do it, then what kind of friends would we be? I probably got to get a little theme for him. I haven't played his thing yet, so we're gonna do it. Here it is. Oh, that sound can only mean one thing. It's Bill Duran who's here now. Hello.
Morning, gents.
How are you?
Hello.
Dude?
Doing all right.
Yeah,
just
doing okay.
Already went for a walk today.
Wow.
Look at you.
Working on my second cup of coffee.
That's amazing. I haven't done either of those things. I got up and I showered and then I barely made it here on time.
Well, I haven't showered, so you got that on me.
You stinky, sweaty bastard.
Yep.
I would like to remind you and everyone listening that today is the 3rd of June. That puts us exactly 1 month away before I'll see you all.
Oh, no.
Month. That's crazy. We're that close, and I'm excited to have Bill here as always, because Bill's the man. Yeah, yeah. I got to talk to you offline too about the Comic-Con thing we've been talking about.
Yes,
doing.
Yep. I'm we'll in 100%. Whatever
right.
it is.
All right, we'll get together and make all the plans. In fact, I've got somebody on the inside who's getting us like primo booth space right now. So
on the inside.
Yeah.
So. Top man. That's when you know you thought they smelled bad on the inside or on the outside. Something like that. I thought this con smelled bad on the inside. All right. So Bill is here, and he always comes on Tuesdays and talks about fitness and the geek lifestyle and how those two things can intersect and do so in a lovingly, nicely way. Not even a word or a sentence. Bill, we would love to hear more of that today. What's going on, man?
Sure. Hey, have you guys ever heard of this thing called CrossFit?
I have.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
It's ruined a neighbor of mine. It's broke him.
It's ruined him.
It has. It broke him. He swears by it, yet every time we talk to him, he's got knee problems, joint issues. Like he the dude, you know, he's not selling it to me, but you go ahead, you try.
Yeah, you go for
no,
it.
No, that's
if that's what you're gonna do.
I know why I'm here.
Oh,
about
good.
The breaking of people thing.
Okay. Good, even better.
Yeah, so I hadn't, I other than seeing people on my Facebook page like, I CrossFitted today, woo, or whatever, I didn't know what it was all about. Yeah. So I saw an article written by, this person's name is Aaron Simmons, and if you go to Aaron Simmons, that's E-R-I-N, simmonsfitness.me, you can go find this article that I read. It's called Why I Don't Do CrossFit.
Okay.
So right away, the first thing I read about CrossFit was why not to do it.
Right.
Good.
So the first thing I did was I was like, well, what is it? I've heard all about it. I don't know what it is. So I went to the old ye old Wikipedia. And first of all, it reminds me of a joke. Do you guys know what the first rule of CrossFit is?
Don't talk about it. Yeah.
No, the first rule of CrossFit is never stop talking about
CrossFit. That's so true.
Yeah. Yeah. People constantly yapping about that.
Yes. Thing. The guy that, the aforementioned guy won't stop talking about how much he loves it.
Yeah. That's annoying.
Kind of like my favorite vegan joke. How do you know if someone's a vegan? Mm-hmm. They will effing tell you.
And they'll keep telling you.
Yep. Yeah. So that's the thing with CrossFit. The people who do it seem to be very into telling everyone else all about it.
Yeah.
Now, it's a company. It's not just an exercise routine. It's a company. Like P90X is a beach body.
Oh, I didn't realize this. So it's like Kleenex. I assume that's I always assumed that was just a thing you did. You did CrossFit and that was a generalized term. But you're saying that's a brand.
That's what I thought too. But no, it started back in 2000. And members will compete in daily workouts or complete daily workouts that the company or an affiliated gym will post on their website. So what CrossFit does is to make their money is they license their name and those workouts out to gyms for an annual fee. And they also have people pay to be certified as a CrossFit trainer.
Yeah.
And they also have they use this virtual internet community model as well. So that, you know, they can just post up on websites and people can go do the workouts at home.
Yeah.
Now, in general, it sounds like kind of a neat idea. People like to be able to log onto the website and be like, oh, this is the workout I'm doing. This is what I do today. I don't have to think about it. I just do what it says on this website. And there's new stuff on their website every day. But this person that I read this article about, this Aaron Simmons, who is some kind of fitness professional, had a lot of criticisms of the CrossFit.
Oh, he's taking them to task, you're saying?
He or it might be a she. I don't really know.
Okay, all right. It could be a she. I shouldn't assume it's a man. What does that say about me? I'm a misogynist pig.
The picture on the front of Aaron's page looks to be vaguely feminine.
All right, so, I may as well have said, what do we have here? I could have said to her.
So anyway, that is completely besides the point. So Aaron went with her friends all talking about the old CrossFit and her being way buff and way fit, went to try it out. And she had a very hard time keeping up with the workout. And she saw many other people in the class also having a hard time keeping up with the workout. It's high paced, high intensity. They're doing weightlifting type stuff.
Yeah.
And what she saw was people whose form, their weightlifting form, was falling to keep pace with how many reps they had to do and how fast they had them to do.
Yeah.
And that is a very surefire way to hurt yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say. Mm-hmm. This is the problem. This is the problem with your neighbor, Brian.
Yeah.
Former neighbor, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
he didn't die.
Can't keep up with
him. Oh, okay. Yeah. He lives somewhere else. I thought you meant.
He used to be a neighbor, actually. He used to be two doors down from me, and now he lives in Brighton, which is quite a ways away. But
CrossFit
he still keeps in touch with me by telling me about CrossFit.
Yeah. That's you still have.
I love it. Okay. Anyway.
So, especially if you're doing things like deadlifts. And I know people who, now I've done deadlifts before. And I know a lot of other people who will do normal good deadlifts or good form. They still won't do them because they feel like the risk to reward ratio is not favorable because you can hurt your back doing deadlifts. In fact, I've tweaked my back before doing them.
Yeah.
And then if you add on top of that, trying to do it really fast with people who are, let's say you're a beginner, then it's like you can hurt your back permanently pretty badly doing it improperly. Mm. Now, if you were going to a class every day and you had a trainer who was certified and could teach you proper form, that would be a different story. But apparently you can get certified as a CrossFit trainer in about a weekend. And the only barrier to opening your own gym appears to be how much money you want to spend. So again, these are all anecdotes. Nice. This Aaron Simmons, I haven't tried it out myself, but the Wikipedia page had a lot of criticisms as well. So this professor of spine biomechanics,
whoa,
pretty cool job.
Yeah,
claims that the injury risks way outweigh the potential benefits you might get from doing that kind of exercise.
Yeah.
The other thing is, since the whole community is online, you see these people, the people who are posting like, "Hey, you got to do the CrossFit, brah." So other people are like, "I got to get into it," and they're jumping into it feet first without getting the proper training. And also increasing the chance of hurting themselves.
Yeah.
Especially for newcomers who will frequently train past their limits or way beyond their skill level and hurt themselves.
Well, they're the ones you need to talk to anyway, because they're the ones that aren't so sold on it and so into it that once science starts to actually say, there could be some problems here, then they go into full defensive mode.
Right, right.
And want to protect the thing they've so invested in. So it's like this, that gluten study that came out from the people who originally said, yeah, there might be some sensitivity, come out and said, it turns out there's not. And this is all a bunch of hoo-ha. And there's an entire industry now making billions of dollars based on everyone's thinking that they're sensitive to gluten, right?
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law is all into that. She's all in on the gluten stuff. So I tried to bring it up this weekend and say, did you hear the thing? And I realized as I was saying it, this is basically debunking her last year's worth of obsession.
Right.
And she's not having any, of course. She's like,
not just obsession either. Like, to do this, if you are a, excuse me, if you are a member, you've paid into it. If you are a certified trainer, you've paid into the system. If you own a gym, you paid into the system. So you've invested money and time, and you're like, well, I can't stop now.
Yeah.
So people tend to double down on the proselytizing the system that they're a part of.
Right, because they're so invested in it. So to me, you know what it is? I wanted to explain this to her, but it would have been lost on her. But it's like console wars. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's like if your console is sucking it and going down, and the other one, the competition's beating you, you tend to just dig in and defend like crazy for no reason. There's no reason to even have this war. It's just the whatever the facts are the facts, and then that should be what determines things. But in her mind, gluten's always terrible, and that Wheat Belly book she bought is the Bible to her. So anyway, yeah, it's called Wheat Belly, I think.
Silly.
I think that's the name. Let me see. Wheat. I'm going to look it up.
Wheat Belly.
Wheat Belly. It's Wheat Belly Blog. Let's see. It's an Amazon book, and it's a dude named William Davis. He's a doctor, and he's made freaking trillions on this book, and everybody believes that wheat is the devil. Suddenly in 2014, wheat's the devil.
You know that wheat, in fact, and Scott knows this because he listened to The Rational Optimist.
Yeah.
Wheat.
I read the book, man.
Oh, you read the words.
I ain't no freaking lazy audiobook, man. Oh,
man.
Well, not in that case, anyway.
Wheat is one of the main reasons why we have, like, a civilization. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why we have a planet full of people. That's weird.
Yeah. The whole thing is weird. But these ideas where we just suddenly, like, oh.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years of human recorded information about it, whatever, and suddenly wheat's terrible. Suddenly. Now. Today. It's kind of crazy. But anyway.
We get like a third of our calories from that.
And by the way, celiac disease people, this is not about you. You're the diagnosable real deal. We get that. It's the rest of these people going into health food stores going, I want to have gluten-free everything because I've bought into the bullshit. Anyway, that's my impression of people going to a health food store.
So. All right, so here's my takeaway on CrossFit. Again, this is me doing, like, reading one article in the Wikipedia entry, a bunch of anecdotes. So don't, if you want to try it, go for it, but go into it with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Mm.
If you're going to try a new routine, do a lot of research to see if it's appropriate for your skill level. For example, the P90X thing, I've read all about that. I've tried it a bunch. It is very difficult, but it's mostly body weight exercises. It's hard to hurt yourself. So I would recommend doing that. And if you're going to buy into anything, I recommend that.
Okay. There's a thing that somehow I'm related to. Well, I guess my brother-in-law's brother-in-law, so I'm not related to him, but whatever.
Okay.
He started a thing called the 20-second workout.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anyone remembers this, but they had a bunch of DVDs, and it was kind of on the tail of this whole P90X craze, right? And it was these, like, super intense 20-second workouts over like, a 12-minute period, and you just do all these different mixed things. Is that anywhere... I mean, that's kind of in the vein of this, right? Same idea. It's, like, super intense, bunch of different kinds, muscle confusion.
Well, yeah, I mean, P90X hinges on muscle confusion. Mm. That's one of the things that makes it so beneficial. I don't know. I haven't tried that 20-second thing, so I can't really talk
about it. I don't think it worked out. I don't think it sold well. I think it kind of pooped.
No. But the thing that... So I know that with P90X, at least there may be different systems. I think they may have a membership website. I haven't tried. I just bought the one-time DVD and just followed the DVD. So by having a one-time thing that you purchase, then you just follow that. That's one thing. When you're paying monthly into a system where every month that you are involved, you are more invested in it, and you become more and more of a person who just speaks highly of it because you keep pouring more and more money into it.
Yeah.
I'm a little wary of that. Yeah. Sure. CrossFit. I would say it's fair to call many CrossFit people fanatics because they are way into it.
Yeah.
So anyway, the a couple other takeaways too. If you're doing any weightlifting and you've never lifted weights before, go talk to a personal trainer, someone who has been certified for more than a weekend to learn proper technique and proper form. Because and don't
you need some sort of certification? Is that
Okay.
That takes all the fun out of it.
Well, and good form will always trump pace or how many repetitions you do. Doing one really good, you know, like biceps curl properly is way better than doing 10 shoddy ones really, really fast.
Yeah.
And having someone in person to show you how to do that is way more beneficial than like looking at a thing on the internet.
Yeah. By the way, if you ever want to do something funny, ask a bunch of 6 or 7 year olds to do push-ups and tell them these who's the fastest to 10. That is the funniest thing you'll ever see, because nobody knows what they're doing, right?
One kid's just bowing his head.
Yeah, right? Other kid's bowing his head really fast. Other kid is kind of writhing in some sort of like spasmic way. Like, it's the funniest thing you'll ever see. It's a real hoot. Yeah, and they all think they know they're doing it right. You know,
right.
They all think they're winning, and some of them are super intense, but. Yeah, and it never goes well. Anyway,
one of my favorite things to see when I was younger is the youngest league of lacrosse teams. They're like 8, 9 years old because their helmets are all too big. They can barely see. They're all top heavy, and they're just chasing the ball around. No one's throwing the ball. They're just playing hockey. They're just chasing around on the ground and running into each other. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a hoot. But
So anyway, if you want to have and I've said this many, many times, if you want to have a bigger impact on your body shape, then change your diet. Like, that's going to have way, doesn't matter which popular workout routine you chose. It's not sexy to be like, hey, everyone, on your Facebook page, 1,200 calories today. Booyah! Like, no one gets all worked up about that. But that's really the way to go if you want to have a big impact.
Yeah.
And don't do a particular diet or exercise just because the cool kids are doing it. Like, being able to say you did it gives you no real benefit to your body, none whatsoever. So,
yeah, what's the value, really?
Yeah, and if you post about it on my Facebook page, I will.
He will murder you. What we're gonna get? We're gonna get a bunch of emails about this.
Oh, yeah. that's cool, and that's the thing. There are lots of people who want to proselytize about CrossFit,
I'm sure that it works really well for it too.
Yeah. To them, I say, I wonder how much you've spent on CrossFit already compared to how much I've spent on eating less. I don't know. Less. Guess what? I spend less on food. Hooray.
Yeah. Good job on that. For me, it's all about what it always ends up boiling down to, moderation and self-control.
That's so boring, Scott.
It is boring, but that's the problem. It's not very sellable, right? I can't really write a book about it.
For me, it always comes down to how I look for the ladies.
Oh, yeah. What do we have here? All right.
Scott and I are going to start a new company. We're going to certify people. Mm. The company's called Moderation and Self-Control. Every day we'll post a thing that just says, eat a little less today.
Yeah, why not? Moderation and Self-Control. MASC. Mask.
$20. Done.
Yeah, Mask. It'll be Mask. We'll get Cher and that dude from Some Kind of Wonderful to be our spokespeople, because they were in Mask. Remember Mask with the ugly face, Rocky Dennis mask? Mm-hmm. We could really make waves, man. Go on tour, do a national thing.
We'll be on stage with like a plate of vegetables and just slowly eat all the vegetables.
That's right.
And answer questions. What are you doing next? I'm going to eat broccoli now.
Totally in. Everybody can find more about Chinbeard, a.k.a. Bill Duran, on the internet. He is at Chinbeard on Twitter and probably has projects that are way cool right now. Do you have any you want to mention?
Actually, the big thing this week is I'm going to Phoenix Comic Con.
Oh, that's right. That's this weekend. Are you going to see the Spags? Are they going to be around?
Sure am. I'm going to go hang out in their wood shop.
Oh,
I bet
awesome.
It smells awesome in there.
Oh, my gosh. You know it's all wood chippy and then like aqua velvet as well, because Mark's a real smooth operator.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Italian. Yeah. He smells Italian.
I'm also doing I'm doing 3 different panels on, let's say, Thursday and Friday at Phoenix Comic Con, all about making props and costumes and stuff. Awesome. So if you're there, come find me.
All right. Are you ever going to do a talk on prop stooms? Can you put them together and just be prop stooms?
I need to go get that website.
Cause props, something like that.
Propstooms is actually pretty good.
Not bad, right? Look at me. Look at the idea on Brad. Look at the brain on Brad. All right. Bill Duran, everybody. Take it easy. We'll talk soon, and I'll see you in a month physically.
Yeah.
Bye. All right.
Physically see you in a month.
I will physically see you in 1 month from today.
1 Earth month.
It's about, it'll be the 3rd when everyone starts getting there. That's the Thursday night hangout. Oh, my gosh. A month. Where'd that year go?
I don't know.
Holy shite.
And so many big plans.
I know. That's it for Bill, and that is kind of it for the day. No extra emails or anything today. Didn't go too crazy.
That's all right.
We'll just end on time for once.
Yeah.
It's kind of rare.
Give people a break from our voices and our
incessant yapping.
Buffoonery.
That's right. Yesterday I mentioned something I'll mention again for those who missed it. DoghouseSystems.com has a really, really, really cool thing going on right now. And it's of interest to you because if you're familiar at all with my World of Warcraft goings on, you'll know that I have a character named GURP and a pet named Henry. And they are now featured in glorious Blizzard art on the side of a case. They are also an Alliance version as well. And they're super cool. DoghouseSystems.com/Blizzard. Use the code Henry and you'll get double the memory. Get it? See how we did that there? It's pretty good.
Yeah, like pretty good. Almost rhymes.
It's pretty good. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you to Daryl and Bill and everyone who has made the show possible. Thanks for calling in today, JJ. That was fun. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. On Twitter, you can find Brian at Coverville, me at Scott Johnson, and the show at MorningStream. Coverville's on Wednesdays now, so we'll talk about that tomorrow, I guess.
Tomorrow, yeah. I've got to figure out what I'm actually going to be doing.
Yeah. Music, probably, is my guess.
Probably music, yeah.
Let me ask you a question about licensing.
Sure.
Oh, now it slipped my brain. Before the show today, I had a question about music licensing, and I totally forgot it.
Okay.
YouTube keeps telling us that certain of our songs are banned or whatever.
Right.
And it popped a question in my head. Now I can't remember it. All right. I'll save it for tomorrow if I can remember it. It was a very academic, like, how does it work? How's the sausage made kind of music question. I'll remember tomorrow.
Okay.
Worry not, Brian.
Yeah. It's very hard with YouTube. It's very hard to prove that we've got the ASCAP, BMI, CSAC.
Yeah. Cause they don't have any way of like putting a permanent, like, oh yeah, this account always has those rights, even though you do.
Right. Exactly.
It's annoying. Yeah. All right. There it is. Yeah. People wonder how that's going to change on Twitch. Like, Twitch channels, people sit and play games and play licensed music
for hours and hours. Yeah.
So I wonder how that all changes now that they're buying them, or if they're buying them. I think it's still rumor. Anyway, whatever. That's it. We're out. Let's be done.
Okay.
Do you want to, I don't know. I got an idea for a new segment on the show.
All right. Tell me about it.
Me think about this. We end the show.
Uh-huh.
We've said our goodbyes. We're done here. We're going to go off the air. But before we literally quit, we play a song.
Ooh!
Now like it needs musical, to be like a cover, maybe, or maybe a request from somebody.
Sure, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this one.
All right, let's wing it. I don't know how this is going to go, everybody.
I just happen to have an email where somebody specifically requests a song.
Oh my gosh, that's great!
Actually use that right now.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be great. Okay, go.
Dear Skag and Bully Mog, sorry for the short notice, but if possible, could you play a little something for my partner Andy on or near June 3rd, a day we may actually be awake to listen to TMS live as we are checking into the hospital to deliver the newest McDermott Baron to our family. Shortly after, we'll be celebrating our third wedding anniversary. To be honest, it's been the best 3 years of my life, even though I have to wait until he catches up on TMS to enjoy the poo stories with him.
Oh, wait, not like a business partner. This is like a life partner.
Like a life partner.
Oh, okay, got it. All right.
Let's see.
I always do that when I hear partner. I know,
partner. Yeah. Yes. And it doesn't always mean same-sex partner, too. It doesn't in this case, either.
No, it could be whatever.
He's still an all right guy. Leave it in your capable hands to choose something fun. Thanks, Aline McDermott. Also goes by Acme in the Tadpool.
Aline McDermott? Is that
Aline
how you said it?
McDermott.
Hold on. I think I have
Aline. A-L-E-N-E.
Here's the proper pronunciation. Let's get this right. It is right here.
Dermot McRoney?
There
That's
it is.
That's the one? Yes.
There
yes.
it is. All right.
So something fun and peppy and sure. Let's do something fun and peppy.
I like that.
We kind of talked a little bit about we talked about these guys recently. Talked about Tiny Tim, and he did a whole album with these guys.
See the guy?
I'm talking about. Yeah, that's the guy. Brave Combo is the band, and they do a bunch of great covers, and they're very good at flexing their musical chops and doing stuff that is very different from the original. They've got an entire album of pop versions of classical music that's really, really good. And another album that they called Organized Dancing basically featured covers of songs that you do organized dancing to, like the Chicken Dance, Hava Nagila, and this one, which
Macarena.
Is... Macarena. They don't do a cover of the Macarena. Okay. I would have said that one. I didn't say the Achy Breaky Heart for that same reason.
All right.
this is their cover of The Hokey Pokey.
Ah!
Brave Combo right here.
and very, very different cover of the Hokey Pokey.
Love the name Brave Combo. That's anytime McDonald's gets the McRib back when you go in there, that's a Brave Combo.
That is a Brave Combo.
Yeah, trust me on that. Okay, it is the Hokey Pokey. It is us saying goodbye. We'll see you guys tomorrow for a new show. Should have Nicole back. No doctor's appointment that I'm aware of tomorrow, so she'll be back. Good. Tom will be back, and we'll do what we do, and we'll do it for you. It's the Hokey Pokey. We'll see you tomorrow.
Everybody form a circle.
Put your left foot in, your left foot out, your left foot in and shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. Now put your right foot in, your right foot out, right foot in, then you shake it all about and then you do the hokey pokey, turn yourself around, that's what it's all about. You put your head in, you put your head out, your head in and bang it all about, do the hokey pokey, turn yourself around.
Brain fart.